Namaste. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. I'm Jenny G. Now, make sure you hit that little subscribe button right down there on the corner to get new videos and content as it's coming out. I have a lot of new things coming out, but only if you subscribe to the channel, you can see it, right? I'm just saying. So now, this week, I'm going to be talking about what cosmic vibes are going to be coming, what you might be going through, what you could be feeling. Certain days that work better than the others, and why? All of these energies affect ourselves. You know, when the solar flares come in, how many of you guys have been feeling dizzy, nauseated, exhausted, hot and cold one minute? You know, those are like ascension symptoms with the solar flares and the solar energy as it gets closer to Earth. And that's going to continue on. Like I've had people say, geez, I had to take the day off work. I wasn't feeling well in that. I, you know, didn't know if I had the flu or that. It's all part of the solar flare energies. But of course, if you're not feeling well and have concerns, of all means, please go see your doctor, right? You can tune in. That's why I give certain days when you might be experiencing different things in your body and mind, and it could be a more emotional day and so on. However, this is a week where you're really going to be taking a look at who's in charge of your destiny. Is it you or is it them? Why are you allowing other people to tell you how to live your life? We've seen enough bullshit in the world as it is, right? With all of these so-called this and the restrictions for this, this, and that. More has coming exposed. I keep on talking about how leadership, there's a lot of changes happening. The worlds are wakening up. There's new laws coming into effect, new transportation situations happening. There's new technology coming out. The laws are changing. That's right. More exposures coming out in the medical fields, more exposures coming out with these so-called leaders, which there are no real leaders. I talk about that in all my other videos with a lot more explanations and so on. So now it's really important to take that look back. Where are you guys now? Like, where do you really want to be? Like, what direction do you really want to move towards? How many of you are living and working towards what you truly want? Or are you living in the modality of fear? It's really important to sit back, take that time to tune out, because you're going to be finding during this week that you're going to be like, you know what? I need some rest. I mean, we have Mercury retrograde. We still have the energy of the eclipse within us. How many of you guys saw the eclipse? I actually was driving to an appointment to see a client. And I forgot. I was so busy that day. And I'm like, gosh, why is my eyes feeling really like, you know, like they're feeling heavy. They were really stinging. And I'm like, maybe I'm just tired or whatever like that. And I'm like, and then I look back and I'm like, oh, the eclipse. So we all get affected energetically, and especially your animals, right? We all get affected. What were you guys doing that day? What happened? Because this week, it's expect the unexpected. That's going to continue on. Like even the 19th to the 21st, this time frame, you're going to be like, you know what? I need to make some sudden changes. I can't continue like this. I'm not happy with this relationship. I'm not happy with this job. I'm not happy with living here. I'm not happy with this and this and that. You're going to be starting to make more changes and you're going to start to see more clarity. So make sure you're writing things down. You're going to understand more of your soul's purpose. You know, where are you headed to? Look back last year at this time. What were you guys doing? Where are you now? We've been clearing a lot of karmic soul contracts, especially between January to February this year. There's been a lot of clearing of certain things that were keeping you stuck. What was it? Was it a relationship? Was it a job? I'm just saying, really take a look back on that time frame, right? It's really, really important. Like even on the 19th, we are in Taurus season, which is also a master number day. Master number days, you could be living in the high vibration. You know, there's certain days where I go into these deep, deep, deep trances. I'm a clairvoyant psychic medium. So I get messages coming through 24/7 from the spirit world. I see a lot of different changes in the world going on and so on and so on. I don't give out lots and lots and lots of details. I don't want my channel to get shut down. However, we are already seeing it. You can join me on Twitter. I'm very blunt. I go after and blunt. I'm just saying, right? So you're going to see these new laws coming in about housing, real estate. You're going to see laws coming in with big changes in the medical and the hospitals and all of these things that were very deceitful and you know, government and all of these things. Like, there's people moving out of Canada. The Canadians are moving out of Canada because of all of the deceitful, toxic energy. You can't survive there unless you have other incomes coming in, you have other people helping support you financially. It's just insanity. Insanity. You realistically need $10,000 a month to live here. At least, at least. I'm on my own. I only support my own self. That's why I work 14 hours a day. The cost of living here is just crazy. And they're even saying that Canada's going to get voted the worst country to live into the world. I'm just saying. I mean, I love my country. It's a beautiful country. There's some amazing, extraordinary people here. However, the government with all of this immigration stuff and how they're taxing extra 23% on carbon taxes and so on and so on and so on. It's really unbearable. And more truth, as I said, is coming out more about this. You can't run from karma. It comes out. It doesn't matter who you are, right? So now you're going to be more mindful of your health and self-love. You're going to be like, you know what? I need to set some strong boundaries this week. Like, you know, I'm working on this project. I want to do this. Maybe I just want to sit back and watch a movie. Maybe I just want to go for a walk. Maybe I'm just going to turn off and tune out all of the noise of the world and so on because I need time for myself. You know, the 17th and 18th, the 17th to the 21st as well. Expect the unexpected. There's more shocking events coming out in the world. But nowadays, what's shocking? You know, people are like, yeah. Yeah, I've had people here like, you know what? I have to do everything it takes to protect my family living in Canada now. We don't trust. We don't trust the living. We don't trust the government and so on. For those of you who live here in Canada, you know exactly what I'm saying. Right. So also with this Mercury retrograde energy, we've had people come back from our past. How many of you have reconnected with people from your past? You know, what's going on? You know, sometimes when we have people come back, we're like, hey, how's it going? You know, wow, what are you up to? However, we could also have certain exes come back and we're like, oh, hell no. Right? Wish them well. You don't have to reconnect with them. You don't have to get back together with them. Always wish somebody the best. Never, ever, ever wish somebody the worst. Don't do that. It's karma. What energy you send out, it does come back. So be really, really careful, right? Like, where do you guys want to go? Like, what destiny do you want? I've changed my destiny a few times because as I get closer, I see new things opening up, and I'm like, you know, I just don't want to go that direction anymore. I was moving to Vancouver Island. I had a place, all of these things, you know, and I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm not going to move there. There's reasons why. You know, it's just no. I'm not gonna do that. So it's like surrendering, following what resonates best for you, right? Like you're gonna even see that you're gonna be communicating more with people this week as well. You're gonna be walking in your truth. You are going to be being more mindful where your health is. How many of you guys have made some health changes? Right? This is a universal 8 year of the dragon. It's a huge, powerful year to manifest. And it's really, really health conscious. You know, it's like just taking those little steps at a time, implementing even small changes. Some people can jump right in there, but be really, really careful, especially for those of you who are working out. Watch your muscles. Make sure you're stretching. because there's a lot more sprains and breakages, and so just be really careful. And especially be careful when you're driving. I talked about even in the last my last video I did, how there's more accidents prone, especially in the transportation department and so on and so on. Be very, very careful when you're traveling, right? Be more mindful of what you're doing. Pay attention. There's a lot more delays and such like that, you know, and you guys are going to be like, wow, anger, anger. Don't press and push, push, push. This is the time to sit back and get a lot more rest. You know, how many of you guys have been nonstop going and going and going and going? Right? You know, like I have a friend who works with, you know, homeless and such like that, and people who are really struggling. And she goes, you know what? I've never seen in my entire career how many people are having such a hard time surviving here in Canada, with especially with this carbon tax. And even before then, it was extremely difficult. You know, we are seeing where our destiny is, what our soul's purpose is, especially this week. Like some of you guys could be like, you know what, I really want to learn more about that. I want to take that class, and I want to go in that direction. Do it. But you know what? My spouse or my friend or my family or whoever's telling me, don't do that. You're not, it's not going to work out for you. Who the hell do they think they are to tell you how to live your life? Right? You guys got to walk in your path for you that resonates for you. If somebody doesn't accept you for who you are, screw that. Why would you stay with that energy? You're going to be holding yourself back. I know, Jenny, but I'm getting pressured. You know what? When you get pressured and pushed, that's your soul giving you that push on the back to say, hey, let's walk in that direction. Right? Crises can bring a huge, major transformational breakthrough that's pulling you towards your soul's destiny and your soul's path. I know, but it's hard. We can think about doing things, but I want these changes. The only way you're going to see changes is to start implementing and making these changes. Even the little baby steps, what you do on a day-to-day basis will determine your future. Right? I mean, I'm even taking a look at selling all of my things, giving it all away, keeping my car, traveling and see where I end up. Seriously. Right? So whenever you're getting that pull of, you know what direction do I really want to go towards? Start writing it down. Really start writing it down. How many of you guys who had created a vision board have already checked off, you know what, I've just finished that. I've got that undergo. I've completed that. How many of you guys have done that? Like, what are you guys doing and working on? Like, I've checked mark off certain things. And one of the really good things about your vision board is when you go back on it, you're going to be like, you know, I had that written down, but I'm not drawn to do that anymore because you are transforming. You're in this transformation. You're evolving, especially this week. Especially this week. You're really going to be like, where is my, you know, soul's path? Where is my destiny taking me to? You guys are seeing more clarity of, oh, that's why that didn't happen then. That's why I didn't move in that direction. Right? Really, really pay attention. Even on the 23rd of this month, you might have some difficulties with relationships. Now, relationships could be anybody. Friend, business person, your boss, your spouse, your neighbor, it could be anybody. There could be some difficulties. And it's really important to, if you need to have a talk with somebody, have that calm talk. Don't have that argument. Don't talk to somebody when you're really highly emotional, because you could say and do things that you regret. And then you're like, wow, I can't believe I just said that to that person. Right? So there's going to be a lot of endings with certain relationships. You know, you're finding that as you have been evolving and transforming, that once upon a time ago, there's certain people who you just don't resonate with anymore. You're like, you know what, I'm just not into that, or I'm not into this, or whatever it is. So you move in a different direction because your soul is guiding you and pulling you. You know what, we want to open up these new doors for you. We want you to move and gravitate towards this direction here. This is part of your destiny. There's lots of things I work on. I don't say anything to anybody. I just do my stuff. What are you working on, Jenny? Oh, just stuff, right? And when I've completed it, I'm like, you know what? Do I want to share that with others? Sometimes I do, and sometimes I'm like, no, this is for me, right? So it's up to you. It's up to you. You might even find that the 15th, your stomach could be a little bit more sensitive, your breast and your womb area. Also, your dogs, your animals, they get affected by the energies every day. The 16th to the 18th, you might be like, oh, like having more heart palpitations, blood pressure might be a little bit up. Blood pressure could be a little bit more up because you're getting angry, you're getting upset because there's more things in the world, especially as more things are getting exposed. You get really angry, you're not trusting anything anymore because the truth is coming out. How many people have suffered? All of us. All of us. We know who's behind it. For those of you who know why things happened, who has caused this world to be in disrupt in that, you know exactly what I'm talking about. However, I'm not going to go on about that here. That could, don't even get me started on that. Join me on Twitter. I go after these so-called people. And very blunt, confront them. Very blunt, boom. Such is life, right? So even on the 19th to the 21st, you guys, you might have some areas with your intestine, digestive issues, where you're like, I'm feeling a little bit off. Be really more mindful what you're eating this week. Eat a little bit lighter, and especially drink a lot more water. Like, I seriously probably drink maybe 5 liters of water a day. I mean, where I'm living here, it's really warm in my unit. It's just, no matter, there's never been the heat on ever, right? It's just a really warm unit. The whole building, it's really old and stuff like that. So drink a lot more water. Drink a lot more water. Move your body around a little bit more too. Like, you can get outside, go for a walk, get in touch with Mother Nature, and so on, right? So it's time to think about you guys. How many of you guys have changed your plan of the direction you want to move towards? Maybe it's a career. Maybe it's like, you know what? I'm not staying here anymore in Canada. Like I'm saying, there's a lot of people I know that have left Canada, moved out of Canada. They're like, enough is enough. Enough is enough, right? We all have our limitations with everything. We all do. We all do, right? So now, anyways, without going into details, negative events, it's very obvious what's going on. Very obvious, I'm just saying. So careful who you vote for, you guys. I've warned this for many years about the events, what's going to happen in Canada especially. But it is what it is, right? So now I'm going to pull a couple of cards from the universe to see what's going on. I don't use cards because I'm a psychic clairvoyant medium. I read into your past life Akashic records to give you that understanding of why things are happening the way they are, why you're connected with certain people and so on, how to end karmic ties, the steps. I'm also an animal communicator, relationship coach, meditation teacher, so on and so on. If you'd like to book a reading with me, soulworkwithjenny.com. I read into your level of consciousness to see where you're at, give you all my insights and so on and so on and so on. Right. So now when I'm using cards, this is more for the collective, right? So whatever cards fall out is a message from the spirit world. I just say spirit world. I connect 24/7, nonstop messages coming through. Let me know if these cards are resonating for you, right? So for you guys who use cards, let's say, make sure you clear them before you utilize them. I've cleared my decks here before I even come on board. And I intuitively like, what decks should I use for this? So the decks that I use for the videos are the ones I'm getting pulled towards from the spirit world, right? I just say spirit, it's easier because I believe me, I get messages nonstop. So let's ask the collective from the spirit world. As I said, there's a lot of deception coming out in the health world and government. more people are unfortunately passing away, and all of these sudden diseases are coming up. And so April 15th to the 21st, what is the message from the universe? What is the message from the universe? 15th. Wow. Now the card that fell out is an official person. Look at that. Look at that official person. Now, some of you guys could be, in the karmic zone where you're getting a raise finally, where you're going to get more appreciated, because you're going to be walking away from people who you don't feel appreciated with, people who have taken you for granted. It's like, I don't feel like you appreciate the work I do, right? Some of you might take that stand with your boss. I'm giving my notice. I just don't feel like I'm being appreciated anymore. And all of a sudden, you could get that promotion now and make it official. This card here is like a high honor. Some of you might be getting more recognition for your work. Maybe you, let's say, written a book and it's coming out this week. Maybe that you have, doing more talking or something, and people are like, wow, we'd really like you to do a talk for us, or we'd really like you to do this or this or that. You're going to get more, like confirmations from certain people, especially who you're meant to be with, because we have been removing certain people in our life who we no longer connect with. Right, for a little while now, because our soul contracts with that person is up. Right. So now all of a sudden, new doors are opening, especially the 20th of this month as well. Some of you could get that promotion. Some of you could be like, you know what, we have a new job for you. You could all of a sudden get an unexpected message or a phone call of, hey, we have a new opportunity, and we feel that you'd be a really good fit with us. Right? Let me know if that happens for you guys, and what's going on. Like, it's a huge week, especially for destiny and stuff like that. If you are standing in your truth and walking your path, if you allow others to hold you back, that is something you have to go through, because when you let go of the wrong people, the right people start to come in for you, right? So we all go through these phases and stuff like that, especially, with Mercury retrograde, it does bring back people from the past. So even some of these people from the past could be, maybe where you put a resume in or a CV in, and all of a sudden you get that call, hey, we have a new opportunity opening up for you. Just be really, really careful of new contracts that you're signing. Make sure that you fully understand it. If you don't, get a lawyer to read it over, or somebody that's really good with, legalities and such like that, so you know exactly what you're getting involved with. I backed away from a couple of things myself, and I'm like, no, that doesn't resonate with me. Only a little bit does. I'm just not the right person, for that or whatever it is. I got asked to do a talk, and they wanted me to start saying how I had all these experiences, and I never did. And I'm like, I'm not going to do that. Why would I do that? Why would I say I've had this experience when I haven't? For what reason? It's just who I am. That's all. Be truthful, be authentic, stay aligned in your heart and your soul. Walk your truth. Don't worry what others are doing to you or how they're trying to, take advantage of you, or copy your stuff, or whatever it is. That's their journey. That's their karma that goes back on them. Don't worry about it. That, as long as you're staying true to who you are, that's the only thing that matters, with the right intentions from your heart. So, what's the cosmic message for this week, the 15th, the 21st? The cosmic message from the 15th to 21st, the spirit world. Cosmic message. Wow. Too many fell out. What's the cosmic message? The 15th to the 20th. Gosh, we're already getting closer to May, right? Like, Taurus season's already, like, oh my gosh, on the 19th, right? Transformation. Power. Wow, this is pretty cool because I'm wearing these colors, right? If you guys could see like the colors I really have on right now. Transformation, absolutely. When you are walking the path that feels right for you, your destiny is calling you this week. How many of you are walking towards what you want to do? How many of you are being held back by people? And ask yourself why. The kingdom of heaven is within you. How many of you guys, look back last year at this time. Where are you today? Look back even January 1st this year. Where are you today? That solar eclipse, new moon in Aries, was extremely powerful. Extremely powerful sudden endings. You know, it could have been a day of a lot of abundance for people. I was so busy, nonstop, slammed. Like, oh my gosh. I think I worked 17, 18 hours just on the day of the eclipse. It was nonstop, right? So this is when we have to start to slow down and balance out. You know, when we get really, really busy days, whenever we have those slow days, we might be feeling a little bit restless because we're like, oh God, like what should I do? Because you've been on the go like a robot nonstop, right? So your body and your mind is like, okay, slow down. If you'd need to just sit back and maybe do some gardening or maybe just kind of sit back and, you know, watch some movies, like whatever it is, like whatever it is, like tune out. Like I will turn my phone off at certain times just so I can have time for myself, right? I get back to people and messages and so on, right? But you have to take that time out for you. It's really, really, really important. So let me just see what cards here. I'm gonna pull from this deck. So what is the card or what is the message from the spirit world from the 15th to the 21st? The 15th to the 21st. Like even some of our animals that were gonna be passing, you've seen the pre-signs from them. And some of them are holding on longer for you, for you, for you. We get these pre-signs. We get red flags, let's say, from other people in situations. We get these pre-signs from our animals when they're not well. These powerful energies affect everyone. Everyone. Our animals are very sensitive. So they're hanging on for you. What's the message from the 15th to the 21st? Message from the 15th to the 20th. Wow. Ships. You're shipping your sails. You're sailing yourself. Okay. So ships is about travel and such like that. Adventures, new adventures. Maybe some of you guys are planning some travels. Maybe some of you guys are planning on moving away, you know, where there's water and so on. Just be really careful. You know, some of you could be like away this month, right? April is really not the month to go away, right? But you have to be a lot more mindful and there's delays and such like that. And there could be like sudden changes in the earth, as I've talked about with certain, you know, like earthquakes and all these eruptions and stuff like that. Right. There very well could be more transportation accidents, which I talked about, you know, that are coming and that has happened. And it's interesting how this is a boat, like a ship, right? You know, this is an accident-prone time. And I talked about the transportation. Be more mindful, especially when you are driving. Like even when I'm driving, I keep out. A look around other people, like nobody's a perfect driver, but there's certain times when we have to be a little bit more careful than the others, right? Certain days, right? So now let's pull a card here from the animal kingdom. I felt compelled to pull my sea animals deck. I had different animal decks and I've been connecting really deeply with a lot of the sea animals. There's so much activity going on under the water. That's why We're seeing certain animals like all of a sudden ending up on the beach, or all of a sudden all of these different things are happening. Look how many, all of a sudden there are certain, like, all these shark attacks around the world, and certain this and certain that happening, right? Because the animals are like, enough is enough. We're getting tired of all of this energy that's going on under the water that these so-called leaders have going on. Without going into details, it does affect the energy. Energy is energy. Even whenever there's a war going on, it affects the entire world with the energy and Mother Nature. Mother Nature speaks out and causes lots of issues because the world starts shifting and changing. So Mother Nature is trying to wake you up. What's the message from our sea world from the 15th to the 21st of April? Message from our sea world. Right away, this part fell over. Wow. Now, we are shedding the old. How interesting. You know how I said this is a week of transformation? Some of you could be moving towards your destiny when you're truly, truly ready. Like, some people are like, you know what, I'd like to do all these changes, but you might just not be ready yet, right? And you have to go in your own flow and your own rhythm when you're ready. However, when you're like, why isn't anything changing? You got to ask yourself that. What goals have you set for yourself? What changes are you making and implementing in your life? Right? Like, there's somebody else I know who, they've been looking to be in a relationship for quite some time. And I'm like, well, what are you doing about it? He doesn't work. He just lives off of, his aunt in his home for years. He doesn't work. Right? Because he doesn't want to, and he makes all these excuses. So it's like, anyways, that's his journey, and you can't judge that. Maybe that was his soul's purpose. Maybe, it's where he's supposed to be. You can't judge that person, right? You can give that person suggestions and such like that, send them love and so on. But if this wants to change, or that wants to change, if you guys really want to take a hold of your destiny and make these changes, then do it. Start making these little changes. Baby steps, right? Now, the card that fell out is shedding the old. There is a change coming your way. Cultivate a sense of adventure so you will be able to see these new prospects. Absolutely, absolutely, right? And that is perfectly fitting for this week about who's in charge of your destiny. Are you in charge of your destiny, or are you allowing others to be in charge of your destiny? You get to decide that. We can make certain changes. I understand if you have family and children and stuff. I get that, right? I get that. Life is a balance, and so on and so on and so on. Even if there's, little changes. But Jenny, I wanted to take this course. I get that. Maybe there's certain courses online where you can go on it and work on it at your own time. That's what I did when I took photography, right? I went online. It was just when COVID came, and I was going to go take a class actually at a college, but COVID came in. So of course we were all restricted, and I took a course online. So, right? And you can work on it at your own time, which I really, really like. So, there's certain things that we can do. Like, you got to block out time for yourself during the day, right? Like, I will purposely block out when I can certain time frames, from a certain time frame that this is my time for me. If I want to watch a movie, or if I have to go out and get some things done, or if I have to go to the gym or whatever like that, you make certain time for you and set boundaries. You've been setting more boundaries for quite some time. I get so many messages coming in. I have to balance things, right? It's balancing things much better. So let's ask the universe from the 15th to the 21st of this month, what is the message? What is the message? You're also getting a lot of closure this week too with relationships. A lot of closure. Oh, how interesting. Maybe some of you are going to the desert, right? How many of you guys are going to the desert this month, like Arizona, or like where there's desert and such like that, and you're going to be walking your path, and you're going to find that when you're open to explore with new opportunities and adventures, you're going to see things differently. No, that's why it's like that's even whenever, I can get away, which I have. Oh, it's been years since I've been away, really, only just to the Okanagan to spread my dad's ashes. That's been it in the past few years, right? So because of so many changes with these so-called this and so-called that. But anyways, how many of you guys are going to the desert or getting drawn to go to the desert, right? It's really interesting how this person is walking alone in the desert. Whenever we have that time to ourselves, if it's going into the desert, if it's staying in your home, if it's, taking time out for you and Mother Nature, you're going to hear those more messages coming through and so on, right? Take some time for you. Take some time for you, right? I mean, I love Arizona myself, one of my favorite places. I shall return. I shall return back to Sedona and see my friend down there. And, I'm just saying, right? I'm not going to talk about it. I could go on and on and on. I'll get all teary-eyed. But anyways, take time out for you and your own adventure. Walk your own truth. Very, very important. You could find that where you want it to go before, let's say with your destiny, with your career path, that is all changed. That's all shifted. That's part of your transformation, right? Even certain projects that I'm working on, they've been stuff that I've been trying to get going for quite some time, right? And things come back at the right timing when we trust that. So let me know what's going on for you, right? Please like my channel. It really helps out my channel. I always have people saying, why is it monetized? Right? Because there has to be so many views, so many watched hours per year with subscribers and such like that. So there's nothing I can do about it. I can only do what I'm doing. So please like my video, share it, make some comments, let me know what's going on for you guys. You'd like to book a reading with me, soulworkwithjenny.com. So have a wonderful week and take charge of yourself. Take charge, you guys. Don't let anybody stop you from your dreams. Ask yourself, why are you allowing that? I'm just saying.